This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The Rajya Sabha had passed the bill on Monday. The bill aims to address payment delays and simplify dispute resolution. The legislation provides that every central public sector enterprise must settle all invoices for procurement of goods or services from MSMEs on the trade receivables discounting system. As per the bill, if mediation fails in case of dispute, then the reference for arbitration must be made within 30 days from the date of termination of mediation. After passing the bill, presiding officer Dilip Saikia tried to run the house and appeal to the protesting members to allow the house to function. However, as the uproar continued, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. on Monday. The Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including the alleged police action during students' protests over the NEET issue. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took a question hour amid opposition uproar. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav tried to reply to a question related to the installation of Kavach and signalling system in railways but could not complete his answer. As the pandemonium continued, the chairman adjourned the house for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. on Monday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met various members of parliament who have newly joined the NDA over breakfast at his residence. These include NCPI and Shiv Sena. Talking to reporters at parliament premises after the meeting, Shiv Sena MP Jyoti Savitri Nagnath Vagmare said the Prime Minister expressed concern over repeated disruptions in parliament. She said the Prime Minister observed that frequent disruptions prevent newly elected and talented MPs from putting forward their views in the House. India has rejected the objections raised by various nations on the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill, saying that its legislative matters are its internal affairs, in which the decisions are taken by the Parliament. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this during media briefing in New Delhi while replying to a question in this regard. Mr. Jaiswal pointed out that there are several nations, including the US, which regulate the flow of foreign funds. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and the National Handloom Awards for the year 2025 at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. A total of 22 awards comprising 3 Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and 19 National Handloom Awards were conferred upon the handloom weavers for their craftsmanship, innovation and contribution to the preservation of India's handloom traditions. 4 commemorative postage stamps celebrating the country's rich and diverse handloom weaving traditions were also released on the occasion. India will host the first Global South Film Festival next year. It was announced today at a press conference held on the sidelines of the BRICS Waves Bazaar in Mumbai. Several agreements aimed at strengthening international cooperation in the film and entertainment sector were also announced. Organizations including the National Film Development Corporation and National Film Archive of India signed agreements, exchanged letters of intent, and held talks with partner institutions from countries including Brazil, Russia, and Vietnam. India's capital markets remained resilient during financial year 2025-26 despite global uncertainties, with India retaining the top position globally in the number of initial public offerings and ranking third in the funds raised. According to SEBI's annual report released yesterday, the regulator said the primary equity market remained strong even as corporate bond mobilization declined by 8.4% to 9.1 lakh crore rupees, marking the first fall in 4 years. Public debt issuances, however, rose nearly 39%, while municipal bond fundraising surged to 1,756 crore rupees through 14 issues. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Rakshita Ramraj and Ashmita Chaliha have entered the women's single semi-finals of the Korea Masters in Assen. Rakshita defeated compatriot Tanvi Sharma 18-21, 21-19, 21-18 in the quarter-final match today. Ashmita advanced to the semi-final after stunning top seed Hina Akechi 20-22, 21-15, 21-19. Ashmita and Rakshita will face each other in the semi-final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.